People always ask, who is the most interesting person I've interviewed? It's a question with many answers, and most of the names are ones you don't know, yet people with stories I'll never forget. One of those people was Alvina Sellers. She never set out to be famous, yet her hats put Clarion, Iowa on the map. You'll meet her next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Alvina Sellers loved hats. She could tell you lots about them.
Back in the 20s, we had a cloche that fit right tight to your head. Then in the 30s, they got really big, and Mamie Eisenhower and Eleanor Roosevelt liked big hats. And then through the 40s and 50s, they were smaller, but they had a little crown on them.
Alvina gave talks all across Iowa and beyond about hats. She once described to me how she decided which hats to feature in her programs.
Well, I tell you, I have them out there, and it seems as though I can just hear them saying, I want to go today, I want to go today. So that's how they got to go.
She has a hat from Princess Di, Pat Nixon, and other celebrities, and she has appeared on the David Letterman Show in New York and with Wayne Newton in Las Vegas. But her favorite program was in Louisville, Kentucky.
At the Kentucky Derby, because there they wear all the hats to this day, you know. You can't attend the Kentucky Derby in the stand without a hat. And then the gal with the most beautiful hat gets a big trophy.
And Alvina's favorite hat? Well, that's easy.
I have a tam, a red tam, that I wore to high school. And we couldn't get in the high school building till 12:45 every noon. You can just know how long that thing stayed on my head down the line it went. Pretty soon the bell rang. We dashed in. By the noise of all the lockers, I heard somebody say, who's the red tam belong to out there? Oh, it's mine. I dashed out there. Here came this guy up and handed it to me. I'd never seen him in school before, but he smiled at me and I smiled at him. Yeah, you guessed it. I married him.
And today, Alvina's programs live on through video recordings of her many talks. Traveling the Countryside in Clarion, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.